daf is Pesachim daf Samach Vav. We begin today the sixth parak of Maseches Pesachim, which actually starts in Samach Hamed Beis, in the middle of the page in daf Samach Hamed Beis. Today the Mishnah is going to discuss various cases or various parts of the Avodah of the Korban Pesach that are Docha Shabbos, that which is not Docha Shabbos, cannot be done on Shabbos, and those parts that are a Machlokas, whether or not they are Docha Shabbos. So, and the Mishnah is going to go through some of the logic behind the case of the Machlokas. We're then going to have in the Gemara two suggestions for the source of the idea that the Korban Pesach can be Shechtan on Shabbos whenever Pesach falls on Shabbos, and both of the sources somehow connected to Korban Tamid. The Gemara is then going to discuss some of the halachic details of bringing the shechita knife of a korban to the Beis HaMikdash by sticking the knife into the animal's wool, why that's not a violation of the kedush of the animal, it's not a violation of Shabbos on some level, and then we're going to branch off into some musr, some lessons that we can learn about the evil traits of arrogance and anger and how we should avoid those things, and the daf is going to conclude with a discussion of how we know that Korban Pesach and Korban Tamid can be brought to Tumah, but in all likelihood we're not going to get to that part today. So let's begin the sixth parak on Samach Hamed Beis. Eil dvarim bePesach dochnes Shabbos. The following parts of the Korban Pesach service can be done on Shabbos when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. Shchitaso, the shchita of the Korban Pesach can be done on Shabbos. Uzrikas damo, you could throw the blood of the Korban Pesach on the Mizbeach on Shabbos. Umichui krevav, and the michui krevav Rashi mefarish beGemara v'taima shelo yasrichu. He says, I'll explain to you when we get to that in the Gemara, or the Gemara will explain when we get to it exactly what that is referring to. But the purpose of doing it is the burning of the fats. But the point of the purpose of doing it is that it shouldn't start to smell. It shouldn't become foul. So that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Vaktaris chalav is the burning of the fats. Michui krevav is again we'll get to later on. That's what you can do on Shabbos. The following things, though, cannot be done on Shabbos. Avot tzliyaso, the roasting of the Korban Pesach, v'adachas krevav, the rinsing out of the insides of the animal, einon dochenes Shabbos. That cannot be done on Shabbos. Now, the middle category, that which is a machlokas, is the next part. Harkavaso, v'ahava'aso michutz l'tchum, to carry it, or to bring it from outside of the tchum, v'chatichas yabelto, or cutting off any warts that it might have, ein dochnes haShabbos. Rabbi Elazar omer dochin. Tanakama says those avodos cannot be docha Shabbos, but Rabbi Elazar says that those avodos can be docha Shabbos. So carrying it to the base of Mikdash, bringing it from outside the tchum, cutting off its warts, that subject of machlokas, Tanakama, they cannot be done on Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar says that can be done even on Shabbos. So the rest of the Mishnah is just going to go through the logic, the machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua in terms of why Rabbi Elazar thinks these things can be docha Shabbos and why the Chachamim might disagree with Rabbi Elazar. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Valo Dinu, it's a simple kal v'chomer to tell me that you're allowed to do these things on Shabbos. Ma'im shchita shim mishum malacha doches haShabbos. If you're allowed to do shchita on Shabbos, and shchita is a malacha, that's a serious violation of Shabbos, and yet for Korban Pesach you're allowed to do shchita on Shabbos, Elu shehen mishum shvus lo yidchu es haShabbos. So these lesser violations of Shabbos, of bringing from chutz l'tchum, cutting off a wart, carrying it, these are only an isur d'rabanan. So for sure you should be allowed to do these isurim d'rabanan for the sake of the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. So that's Rabbi Elazar's argument. Amar le Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you can't, don't tell me that anytime something is only a Shavuos, that necessarily means it's going to be Docha Shabbos. Yom Tov Yochiach. We see that by Hilchas Yantif. Sheitir bo mishum malacha. You're allowed to do malacha for the sake of Yantif if it's an Ochel Nefesh need. Meaning, one is not allowed to do malacha on Yantif. It's a Losa say in the Torah to do malacha on Yantif. But the Torah says, when something is ochel nefesh, you're allowed to do such malachas. So you're allowed to cook on Yantif. You're allowed to do real serious malachas d'araisa on Yantif. But va'asur bo mishum shavus. But we don't find allowance for yisurim d'rabanan on Yantif. Meaning, even for the sake of ochel nefesh, you're not allowed to carry food from one place to another. As Rashi points out, Yomtov yachichu sheitir bo shchita ubishul shu'av malacha. We allow shechting an animal, cooking the meat, those are avos malachos, umutarin lehedyot, and you're allowed to do that even for your own personal needs. V'asru bo lahavi davar michutz l'tchum, but to bring something from outside the tchum, you're not allowed to do la'achlo, even if you need it for your meal. Even though Tchumin is only Drabanan, because you could have brought it before Yantiv. So Rabbi Shua says, don't tell me just because you have a situation where a Melacha D'Oraisa is Mutter, that it necessarily means a Shvus is going to be Mutter as well. You find by Hilchus Yantiv a Melacha D'Oraisa is Mutter, and a Shvus is not Mutter. So over here as well, Shchita of the Korban Pesach is Mutter, but the Isurim Drabanan of Shabbos may not be mutter. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, Maze Yoshua, Ma Raya Rishus LeMitzvah. He says, how could you bring me a Raya from Hilchus Yantiv? Hilchus Yantiv, what's the whole purpose? Is so that you can have a little more to eat on Yantiv. That's a Rishus, that's not a requirement. Once you have basic Simchus Yantiv, to have more to eat on Yantiv is only a Rishus. Over here we're talking about a mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So yeah, you're right. We're not going to allow violation of a Shavus to facilitate a Rishus. But to allow violation of a shvus to facilitate a mitzvah, that we will do. So Heshev Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, no, I'll prove to you even to facilitate a mitzvah that we don't allow a violation of a shvus. Heshev Rabbi Akiva v'Omer, Hazaa tochiach. I'll prove it to you from Hazaa, the sprinkling of the ashes of the Paraduma, Shimishum mitzvah, that is certainly a mitzvah. You have a Tamei Mace that his seventh day of Tumah is on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach, so he needs to become Tar in order to be able to have the Korban Pesach. That's an absolutely for the sake of a mitzvah. V'imishum shvus, but doing the actual sprinkling on the seventh day is an Isser D'Rabbanan, it's a shvus, Ve'ina Doches a Shabbos, and we don't allow the Isser D'Rabbanan even to facilitate the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So afata altatam aleilu shavel pishem mishum mitzvah vein mishum shvus layidchus haShabbos. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, Rabbi Lazar, cutting off the wart and bringing the animal from outside the tchum and carrying the animal, they should not be docha Shabbos, even though they facilitate a mitzvah and they're only in Isser D'Rabbanan, and it's no different than the hazaa of the Parah Aduma. Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, I don't accept your premise. Va'aleha ani dan, meaning I don't know that it's so clear that you're not allowed to do the hazar of the Parah Aduma on Erev Pesach Shchal B'Shabbos for a guy who needs to become tahar. Umayim shchito shi mishum malacha doches haShabbos. I think that you're exactly right. That since Shechita is Melacha D'Oraisa, and we allow that to be done on Shabbos, so Hazah, which is only an Issur D'Rabbanan, which is only a Shvus D'Rabbanan, of course you're right. We should be Docha Shabbos. I don't know why you take why you make the assumption that Hazah cannot be done on Shabbos. It can be done on Shabbos in this situation. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, oh chiluf, or maybe you should learn it the other way. Mayim hazah shimishum shvus eina doches haShabbos. If hazah, which is only drabbanon, cannot be doches haShabbos, so says Rabbi Akiva, shchita shimishum malacha eino din shelo tirches haShabbos. Maybe we should learn that shchita, which is a real malacha, maybe you shouldn't even be allowed to do the shchita of the Korban Pesach on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Pesach Shchalios, on Shabbos rather, on Erev Pesach Shchalios b'Shabbos. Meaning, if I take as an assumption that one is not allowed to do hazah, says Rabbi Akiva, I could argue in the other direction and reject one of your assumptions. Your assumption that you're allowed to do shechita on Shabbos, which no one argued on in the beginning of the Mishnah. That was one of the things everyone said. For shechita, zrika, for sure, that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva says, who says? Maybe you can't do shechita on Shabbos. So Amar lo Rabbi Elazar, Akiva, akarta mashakos b'Torah, b'mo'ado, bein b'chol, bein b'Shabbos. He says, well, you've gone a little too far now. It says in the Torah, b'mo'ado yishach l'karm Pesach Ma'adon, we darshan, that means Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos, that Yishach to Korban Pesach on Shabbos also. How can you come with the Kal V'Chomer, with logic, and try to uproot what it says in the Torah? So Amar lo Rebbe, Aveli Moed La'elu, Kemoed L'Shechita. He says, no, I acknowledge that you can do Shechita on Shabbos. He says, the point I'm trying to make is that there's a reason you could do Shechita on Shabbos, and that is that Shechita has a Zman Kavua, that it has to be done Dafka at that time. But anything that could have been done at another time, that didn't Dafka, you're not allowed to shecht your Korban Pesach on the 13th day of Nisan. There's only a limited amount of time where it's kosher from Chatzos Hayom and on, preferably after the Korban Tamid, on Erev Pesach. That's the only time you're allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach. It's the only time that's kosher for a Korban Pesach. So when you're so limited, yeah, then it's going to be Docha Shabbos. But all of these other things, carrying the animal, bringing it from outside the Tchum, cutting off the warts, you could have done that before Shabbos. You didn't need to do that on Shabbos. That's not going to be Docha Shabbos. Klal lo Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva formulated the rule as follows: Kol Melacha Shev Shala Asosam Erev Shabbos Ein Adochas HaShabbos. Anything you could have done before Shabbos, you're not going to be allowed to do on Shabbos if it's a violation of Shabbos in some way. Shchita Shev Shala Asosam Erev Shabbos, but Shchita you could not do before Shabbos Docha as a Shabbos, that will have the ability to be Docha Shabbos. Good, says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Halacha zu nisalma mi b'nei b'seira. This halacha, in the Gemara, it's not abundantly clear, some discussion in the Akronim exactly which halacha it's referring to, but Pashas, the halacha that you're allowed to bring a Korban Pesach on Shabbos was forgotten by the b'nei b'seira. Pamach haschal arba asu lios b'shabbos. The story happened that Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos once, shachu v'lo yadu im Pesach doches haShabbos im lav. And they forgot, they didn't know, should they bring a Korban Pesach, should they not bring a Korban Pesach? So they were looking, they were on the lookout for someone who knew the halacha. Is there anybody that knows whether Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos or not Docha Shabbos? So they said, oh, you should know there's a guy that came from Bavel, the Hillel HaBavli Shemo, and his name is Hillel HaBavli, because he came from Bavel. He happens to be a Talmud who of the two Gedolei Adar, and he was Meshamish them. Shemaya va'avtalion. This is a mishamish tamidicham in the Gemara. Usually means he learned Gemara from them. It means he didn't only learn Mishnayos. He learned the whole way of analysis. He spent a lot of time really learning from them. V'yodea im Pesach docha haShabbos im lav. That guy is going to know the answer. He's going to know whether Pesach is docha Shabbos or not. So shalchu v'karlos. They called Hillel HaBavli to give them a psak. So amru lo. They said to him, Klumata yodea im Pesach docha Shabbos im lav. Do you know whether Pesach is Docha Shabbos or not? So these B'nai B'Seira, they were the poskim, they were the leaders in Eretz Yisrael. They were the ones who were supposed to be be in charge of the community and make the decisions on behalf of the community. And they acknowledged that they didn't know. And Hillel HaBavli apparently had information. He had some sort of mesara, so they asked him, Amar Lahem, V'chi Pesach Echad Yesh Lanu B'Shana Shadocha Shabbos? He said, logically, you should have been able to figure out, is there only one korban that's Docha Shabbos the whole year? V'alo Harbe Yosim Yimasayim Pesachim Yesh Lanu B'Shana Shadochnas Shabbos. There are more than 200 Korban Pesachs that are Docha Shabbos. Not Korban Pesachs, but more than 200 Korbanos at Tzibur that are Docha Shabbos all the time. What are the more than 200? There are 50, Rashi does the Chashmon, 50 Shabbosos in the year. You have two Korban Tamids, two Korban Musaf each Shabbos, so that's a minimum of four. So 4 times 20 is 200. But wait a second, he didn't say 200. He said, Harbe Yoser Mimasayim. Way more than 200. So what's the way? Even if it's, there's 51 Shabbosos, so then it's not way more, it's 204. So what's the way more? So Rashi adds in that it's way more because you also have a Shabbos in the middle of Pesach and a Shabbos in the middle of Sukkot. So you have the Musfei Yom of those days as well. So you have seven additional animals in Pesach, Arba, Sulchag. So they will turn out to be a dozen more than two dozen more. So it's going to be way more than 200. That Adocha Shabbos. So Amr Lo Minayin Lach. So they said, okay, we challenge you. Where do you know this to be true from? How do you know that Korban Pesach is Adocha Shabbos? Korban Pesach is a unique carbon. You can't just say, oh, it's a carbon sibur. So carbonos sibur are docha Shabbos, because Korban Pesach is not a carbon sibur. It has certain elements of sibur. It has the tumah hutra b'tzibur element, but it's sort of the bridge between a carbon yachid and a carbon sibur. Most of its characteristics are characteristics of a carbon yachid, not of a carbon sibur. So anyway, so they said, how do you know that this applies to Korban Pesach? So Amar Lahem, he said two possibilities. Number one, he said, Nemar mo'ado b'pesach, v'nemar mo'ado b'tamid. It says Mo'ado b'Korban Pesach, and it says the word Mo'ado b'Korban Tamid. Ma Mo'ado ha'amur b'Tamid Dochas Shabbos, ha'am Mo'ado ha'amur b'Pesach Dochas Shabbos. So just like by the word Mo'ado b'Korban Tamid, we learn that it's Dochas Shabbos, so by Pesach also, it's Dochas Shabbos. That's one limud. Va'od kal v'chomeru. Plus, it's logical. Uma Tamid she'ein enosh karis Dochas Shabbos, if a Korban Tamid, which is less severe than Korban Pesach, because failure to bring a Korban Tamid, one is not chayv karis for failing to bring a Korban Tamid. And yet you're allowed to bring a Korban Tamid on Shabbos, Pesach Shanosh Kares, a Korban Pesach, which is more severe, Yechayev Kares for failure to bring a Korban Pesach, Einu Din Shedochas HaShabbos, all the more so, it should be Dochas Shabbos. So those were his two arguments to prove that Korban Pesach is Dochas Shabbos, but really he had a Mesara from Shmaya Naftali that Korban Pesach is Dochas Shabbos. So Miyado Shivu Barosh, Uminu Nasi Aleim. So right away, they appointed him as the head of the community, he became the Nasi overall them, meaning they stepped down because they didn't know one halacha that would have, that was needed for the community, they stepped down and put him in their place. And he would day, and he darshened all day. He accepted the position and he darshened in Hilchos HaPesach all day long. Hischil mekantaran bedvarim, and he started to speak harshly toward them. Amalahan, he said to them, Mi garam lachem she'ela mi bavel ve'eye nasi aleichem. What caused you to have to come, that I would have to come from Bavel to be nasi? Meaning it's a bizayon to your community that you weren't able to produce your own nasi. You had to go all the way to Bavel to bring a nasi. Why were you unable to produce your own gedolim? You had to bring from the outside. You have to bring me all the way from Bavel, schlep me all the way from Bavel to be the nasi over you. It's atzl shayisa b'chem. It's your own laziness. You weren't Mishame Shmei Vavtalion enough. There were Gedolei Adar that you had the opportunity. Shmei Vavtalion lived in Eretz Yisrael. That's one of the kashas the Achronim have. How was Hillel HaBavli Mishame Shmei Vavtalion? He was in Bavel the whole time, and he was even called Hillel HaBavli, so it can't even be that he was really originally from Eretz Yisrael and then had gone for Shteller in Bavel or something, because Hillel HaBavli means that he originated from Bavel also. So at some point, he must have gone after high school for a couple of years to go learn in Eretz Yisrael, and he was Meshameh Shmaya Vavtalion. So he went and he learned at some point, and then he went back to Bavel. So he must have gone back and forth a few times. But anyway, so he said, you guys lived here. You were in their shadow the entire time. You could have been Meshameh Shem. You had all these opportunities, and you weren't. You had to, for me to come from Bavel to tell you what Shmaya Vavtalion, the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, had to say, I have to share that. That shows that you didn't take advantage of the opportunity. Amrullah, Rebbe Shachach, Lohevi Sakin Me'er Shabbos Mahu. So he said, okay, they took the mussar, they didn't respond to that. They said, okay, we have another shayla. What if a guy forgets to bring a knife to shecht the Korban Pesach on Erev Shabbos? And now comes Shabbos, he's got to bring his animal to bring the Korban Pesach, but he doesn't have a knife. What's he supposed to do? So Amalehen, halacha zu shamati v'shachachti. He says, oh, that one I heard once, but I forgot that one. Alahanach len liYisrael, lemei nevi'im hein, b'nei nevi'im hein. But you know what? Klal Yisrael could always be trusted as a community. Just let's sit back and see what people do, and probably whatever people do, that's probably going to be the right thing. So the machar misha pisco tle tochva b'tzimro misha pisco kedi tochva ben karnav. So if a person had a sheep as his carbon pesach, so they would stick the knife in the wool, and someone who had a goat as a carbon pesach would stick the knife between the horns of the goat, and that way they would walk with it without carrying the knife. The animal carried the knife for them. Ra ma'isa v'nistra alachi. So that's what everyone did, and he said, ah, now I remember. V'amar kach mekublani mipi Shmaya v'avtalion. That's exactly right. Exactly what they did. That is what Shmaya v'avtalion said you're supposed to do. That is the correct halacha. The Gemara for the next significant portion of the daf is going to take apart this story piece by piece and ask several kashas on it. See what we have to learn from it. There's a lot of lessons to learn from this story. Just a couple of points before we get into the details of what the Gemara is going to derive from this story. First of all, imein neviim hein b'nei neviim hein. This is a concept that the poskim use in describing the value of a minag. The Ma'arik in a tshuva and shorish test goes on a whole arichos about the significance of minhagim and how we should not change minhagim that we've had for generations in Klal Yisrael. And he says that's what when the Bnei B'Seira asked the Shaila, if you don't know the halacha, you just look at the minhag. That Klal Yisrael has the status of imein neviim hein b'nei neviim hein. The Rama writes in Simen Tafresh Sadi that we're not supposed to be mevatel any minhag. We should never mock a minhag, because minhagim don't come from nowhere. They almost always come from somewhere. So the question is, what are the limitations of that? When do we say that a minhag is a minhag shtus? Minhag is osios, the Achronim all point out, minhag is osios gehenim, that a minhag ta'us could lead a person to gehenim. So where do we, how do we draw the line of what's considered a valid minhag and an invalid minhag? So there's a tshuva in the Shvus Yaakov where he says a very simple rule. Any minhag that's mentioned in Shas, that they were knowing before the halacha, before the chasimah satalmud, before the halacha was decided in the Gemara, so such a minhag we can even be okar halacha, because that such a minhag can even be kept if they were knowing it in the days of the Amoraim, if that was already such a minhag. But once we already had a chasimah satalmud, the halacha has already been nikva, we already decided what the halacha is, and then you have a minhag that's against the halacha, well, that minhag is osios gehenim. That's a minhag that's a minhag taos. Anything that goes against what it says in the the Gemara, because who gave the whoever started that minhag, if it doesn't appear in Shas, whoever started that minhag that goes against the Gemara was obviously was not authorized to do so. So such a minhag would be an invalid minhag. That's the basic rule of minhagim. That minhagim are wonderful if we don't clearly understand them. We should try to clearly understand them, but if they go against the Gemara, if they go against the halacha, then rather than try to understand them, we're probably better off being mevatel them. It's only if we don't have a clear source for them, but that it's not against anything, that it's kedai to not mock them and to actually learn where they may come from, what they might be based on. Salvechik, Rav Shachter always says, Rav Salvechik spent an enormous amount of time in his halacha shiurim trying to trace where minhagim come from, what sort of kiyum there is in each of the various minhagei Yisrael. He was very dedicated to that cause. Okay, another ha'ara, we said that they didn't know if Pesach is Docha Shabbos or not. So the Or Chadosh, or in the Achronim, asked, is the Gemara in Shabbos, Pezayin and Beis, that the first year that Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, Rosh Chodesh Nisan fell on Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan fell on Shabbos, it turned out that Yud Dalet Nisan was on Shabbos as well. And even though there were Nistava al Pia Dibor to make the Karban Pesach, so Lechora, how could you ever forget that Halacha? If Erev Pesach was Chal on Shabbos, the first year that they ever had the Karban Pesach, so shouldn't that be shouldn't that cause them not to forget the halacha? So he says that the Pesach Midbar, they had a special tzivoy from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tosus writes that according to one shita, they weren't chayiv in another Korban Pesach. Tosus in Kiddushin writes they weren't chayiv in Korban, they didn't bring another Korban Pesach till they came into Eretz Yisrael. So that was the one Pesach that they did in the Midbar. So Rashi writes that way al Torah as well. That was the one Pesach that they did in the Midbar, but that was just a one-time thing, and therefore that was a special tzivoy, and we can't learn anything from that. The Reb Chaim Eisen writes in Shuvah, maybe that first year they had ketanim shefta because it was before there was nisr to be of sviya. Be a daim to feed a nisr to a katan. You come up with some way that maybe it wasn't a violation of shechitas haPesach that first year. But Pashto says that first year is a separate story. Also, this fellow Hillel HaBavli that we say that he came from Bavel and he was Hillel HaBavli. So the Ben Yoyada explains that based on the Gemara in Ksuba, Stafayin Hey, the Gemara tells us that a person who's a Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael is twice as good as a Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. But a Talmud Chacham who goes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael is twice as good as a Talmud Chacham in Bavel. And then the Tziv explains in the Akdama to his Perish on the Sheiltos that in Eretz Yisrael there's a certain Siyata Deshmaya in the learning. And in Bavel there's much less of a Siyata Deshmaya, there's much more Amelus that's required in order to flesh out all the issues and to really come to a clear approach. So the reason the Nitziv claims, the reason he says that's why Talmud Yerushalmi is so much shorter than Talmud Bavli. If you look in Talmud Yerushalmi, you have a Mishnah, a paragraph, next Mishnah, a paragraph, next Mishnah. It's much, much quicker. You do Daf Yomi in Talmud Yerushalmi, you'll finish Shas much quicker. Yerushalmi Shas much quicker, it'll be harder. But if you do, then doing it in Bavli. In Bavli, sometimes you have 10 dapim between Mishnah and Mishnah because there's a lot more pilpul that it took to get to the MS. So says the Nitziv, that's the Pshat in the Gemara. That if someone was in Bavel, he knows how to do it on his own through his own amelus to get to the clarity and to the truth of Torah. Someone who's in Eretz Yisrael is relying a lot on the siyata d'shmaya. So if he has it, he has it. If he doesn't have it, he's not going to know what to do. So it's better to be a Talmud Chacham in Bavel than to be a Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. But someone who's trained in the ways of the amelus of Bavel and then went to Eretz Yisrael, so he's going to be able to have both advantages, and that's why he's better. So Hillel HaBavli, that's the point, that it's based on that Gemara that he was the most qualified because Dafka he was trained in Bavel, plus he had the Mesorah of Eretz Yisrael and he had the special Siyata D'Shmaya of Eretz Yisrael. The Yushalmi makes a big point about what I mentioned before, that these were the people who were in charge of the entire community and they stepped aside for Hillel HaBavli. The Yushalmi says that there were three people that Henichu Kisram Bolam Azev Yarshu Olam Haba. There were three people or groups of people that put aside their own crown in this world and were Yoresh Olam Haba as a result. One of them is Yonasan son ben Shaul, he left the Keser Malchus for David. I mean, that's why it's Ava Sheina Tuliya B'David. The relationship between Yonasan and David makes absolutely, there's no reason that they should have liked each other. They had every single reason to hate each other, because both of them wanted to be king, and if one of them was going to be king, the other one wasn't. So, and yet they were such good friends. That's what. But Yonasan ben Shaul left aside the Keser Malchus. Second was Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah left aside the Keser Nasius for Rabban Gamliel, and the third was the Ben Beseira that left aside the Keser Nasius for Hillel HaBavli. And the Yerushalmi says, which of those three is the greatest? The Bnei Beseira. Because by Yonasan ben Shaul, everyone realized that David was destined to be the king. It was a foregone conclusion. Even the women, the Navi says, realized at the time that David was going to be the king. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he was appointed to the Nasi in place of Rabban Gamliel, and he made it tonight with Rabban Gamliel that he would be Chozel in the Siuso. So it wasn't really, that was sort of part of the condition in the first place. And the Bnei Beseira were in Maniach Kisram with no pressure. They decided on their own, they completely stepped aside. That was the great Maila of the Bnei Beseira. The Achronim also asked Kasha, one more point on the story before we go on. The Achronim asked the Kasha that it sounds that everyone had their own, what was the second Shaila they asked him? What do you do about a knife for Korban Pesach? What do you do about a knife? The Beis HaMikdash didn't have any knives. They had to bring a knife. Everyone had to bring their own knife. Why didn't they have knives in the Beis HaMikdash? They did a fair amount of shechita in the Beis HaMikdash, right? So why does everyone have to bring their own knives? So this is a kasha that Chassam Sofer deals with in the Tshuva. And he says that maybe based on the Gemara in Chul and Daf Ches, that Beis HaShchita Roteach, that when the area where you shech the animal, that's considered to be boiling, and it's able to be no sein tam, from the animal into the knife. So he said, maybe that's the problem. The halach is by Korban Pesach, as we've learned many times, you need to be registered on Korban Pesach to partake of a Korban Pesach. What if you don't eat somebody else's Korban Pesach, but you eat tam of somebody else's Korban Pesach? You cook somebody else's Korban Pesach together with your own Korban Pesach. You roast them together, touching each other. So the tam of his Korban Pesach is in your Korban Pesach. So maybe that's a problem also, because you're eating the tam of his Korban Pesach, and you're not one of the registered people on the Korban Pesach. If you use the same knives to shech multiple carbonos, so you're not mano, you're not registered on the other guy's carbon. Everyone has to make sure they use their own knife and they're not using anybody else's knife. Some sofer says, oh, wait a second, how do they shech various carbonos in the Beis HaMikdash with the same chatos and a shlamin? How could they shech with the same knife? So he says, it must be that they didn't. It must be that they had separate knives. Chatos knives and shlamin knives, a gavaldik chiddush, because otherwise what's going on over here? Why does everyone, pashas, you would say everyone needs their own knives, just there weren't enough, because when did they ever have this many? When were they ever else knee deep in blood? When did they ever have this many carbonos that needed to be shechted at one time? So pashas, you would think that there just wasn't enough. Okay, so now the Gemara goes back to analyze this whole Maisa. Amar Mar. So first, let's start at the beginning. Nemar Moadob Pesach, v'nemar Nemar Moadob Pesach, Nemar Moadob B'tamin, Mamar Moadob Amar B'tamin, Dochas Shabbos, Amar Moadob Amar Pesach, Dochas Shabbos. So he said, how do we know the Korban Pesach is Dochas Shabbos? He told them because it says the word Moadob both by Korban Tamid and by Korban Pesach. So if Korban Tamid is Dochas Shabbos for sure, Korban Pesach is Dochas Shabbos. Okay, v'tamin gufei minolad Dochas Shabbos. How do we know Korban Tamid is Dochas Shabbos? Ilei mishum duchsev be ma'ado, if it's because the pasuk says ma'ado, Pesach nami yaksev be ma'ado. So then why is it any more obvious by Korban Tamid than it is by Korban Pesach? It also has the same word by Korban Pesach. Ela ma'ado lo mashmalei. Now that word alone won't tell you that it's Dochas Shabbos. Hachanami ma'ado lo mashmalei. So it won't help you over here either by Korban Tamid. Ela amar kra. So rather, how do I know Korban Tamid is Dochas Shabbos? Based on the pasuk that says, Olas Shabbos b'Shabbato al olas hatamid mechlal ola de tamid karva b'Shabbos. We see from there that the ola of tamid can be brought on Shabbos. So that's one point. Amar Mar, we also said in this whole story that not only does he learn that Pesach can be Dochas Shabbos from Moado Moado from Korban Tamid, but he also had a Kal v'Chomer, V'od Kal v'Chomer. Uma Tamid Sheinanush Kareis Dochas Shabbos, if Korban Tamid you do not get Kareis for, and yet that is Dochas Shabbos, Pesach Sheinanush Kareis Einodin Shedochas Shabbos. So Korban Pesach, which is a Chi of Kareis, for sure should be Dochas Shabbos. So Yikal Mifrach, Malo Tamid Shekin Tadir V'Kalil, but L'Chora one can ask, wait a second, Karban Tamid is more chamer than Karban Pesach in a couple of important ways. First of all, it's brought every single day, twice a day, so it's much more tadir. Second of all, it's kalil, it's entirely burnt on the Mizbeach. It doesn't get to be eaten by the Bailam. So how can you bring Kalv Chomer with the assumption that Karban Pesach is more chamer than Karban Tamid? Yeah, on some level it's more chamer, there's kares, but on other levels, Karban Tamid is more chamer than Karban Pesach. It's a pircha on the Kalv Chomer. So it says the Gemara, Kalv Chomer am Lubereisha. We actually said it in the wrong order. First, when they asked him, how do you know the Karban Tamid is Zelcha Shabbos? He first suggested the Kalv Chomer. Uparchuha. Then they asked exactly that kasha, that it's an invalid Kalv Chomer, because Karban Tamid, a certain Chomer, Karban Pesach doesn't have. Vahadar am Lu Gzer Shava. Then he told them the Gzer Shava. V'chimiachar, the Gamer Gzer Shava, Kalv Chomer Lamali. But once he had a Gzer Shava, why bother with the Kalv Chomer? He was telling them lishitasam bishlam gzer shav lo gamrisu dein adam dan gzer shav me'atzmo. He was trying to show them that they were wrong, and he was criticizing them. He's saying, I understand the gzer shav, you had no way of knowing. The person can't be dan gzer shav, so you didn't have such a masara for gzer shav. You wouldn't have been able to figure that one out on your own. The gzer shav you couldn't figure out on your own. El kalvachomer dadam dan me'atzmo yibay luchul meidan. But a kalvachomer is logic that you are allowed to figure out on your own. That's the way Kalv Chomer works. You always figure it out on your own. That you should have figured out. So Amrulay, they said back to him, Kalv Chomer Prichu. No, we couldn't figure out that Kalv Chomer, because that Kalv Chomer is wrong. There's a problem with that Kalv Chomer. So then he had to say, okay, the halach is based on the Gezer Shava. You didn't know the Gezer Shava. And then he criticized them, because you aren't Mishamish Mayav Avtalion. You would have known the Gezer Shava if you would have learned a little more from your Rebbeim. But you chose not to learn so much from your Rebbeim, and that's why you were in this position where you didn't know the halacha, because a person can't be done a Gezer Shava on his own. Amar Mar, so we went on to say in the story, Lamachar Misha Piskotla Tokhlo Bitsimro Gedi Tokhlo Ben Karnav. If someone had a sheep as his Karban Pesach, a lamb as his Karban Pesach, he would stick the knife in the wool, and if he had a goat as his Karban Pesach, he would stick the knife between the horns of the goat. So says Mar Vakavid Avalubakachim, two problems with this. With this procedure of bringing the knife, of just having the animal schlep with you. Problem number one is, you're doing Avalubakachim. The animal is Kadosh. How can you allow the animal to do work for you, to carry the knife for you? So says Gemara, Kihilal, the Tanya, Amro Laval Hillel, maybe they did like Hillel. That they used to say, Hillel's Hanhaga was, that Miyamav Loma Aladim Ba'olasa. When he was Maktish, an animal is a carbon Ola, no one ever violated Mi'ila on it. No one ever got Hanoah from his carbon Ola. Why? Because he'd bring it into the Azara before he was Makdish it. He'd bring it while it was still Chulin into the Azara. Umakdisha, then he'd be makdishit, v'somich yadav alayah, and he would do the smicha, v'shachta, and the shchita. So he would only be makdishit once you're ready, atat, he was ready right there, it was ready to be used as the to be used for the avodah. So maybe the Karban Pesach was the same thing. They wouldn't actually be makdishit with the kedusha of the karban until they would, even though they had to designate it and set it aside, but maybe without the chalos kedusha, until it was mamish in the Beis HaMikdash, ready to be shechted. So maybe they did that. So says Gemara, that's a great idea, except Pesach b'Shabbos hechi matzi makdish lei. If the Karban Pesach had to be brought on Shabbos, how can you be makdish it with Kedushas Karban Pesach on Shabbos? You're not allowed to be makdish an animal on Shabbos. V'atnan, ein makdishin, vein marichin, vein machrimin, vein magvin truma maisos, kalel b'yom tovam kal v'chomer b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to be makdish, you're not allowed to give anything to hegdish with through an erech, through a cherim, all the different forms. You're not allowed to be magvin truma maisos on Shabbos. So how are you allowed to be makdish this on Shabbos? Says Gemara, Hanimili b'chavu shem kuvol emzman. Ava b'chavu shkuvol emzman makdishin. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, makdish adam espisko b'Shabbos v'chag gaso b'yom tov. That's only when there's no designated time to bring a certain karban. That's where you're not allowed to be makdish on Shabbos. But if there's a kavua zman, if there's a zman kavua that it has to be done, so that you are allowed to be makdish on Shabbos. Now the Gemara had said, so the language of the Gemara should have jumped out at us. The Gemara said, what was Hillel's trick? He would bring the animal as chulin into the Azara. So the phrase chulin Azara should be a familiar phrase to us, right? Because there's an Isser Da'oraisa Pashtos of not bringing chulin, right? We're not allowed to bring chulin into the Azara. So he said, what was Hillel's trick? He would bring it into the Azara while it was still chulin. So is there an issue of bringing chulin into the azara, or only an issue of being makriv chulin in the azara, of shechting it and doing the avoda of chulin in the azara? So Tosaf here raises this question. Mavia kashi chulin azara. Tosaf asks, the Gemara in Bava Basra says in Samachal of Mbeis that it's usher to be machnis chulin into the azara. And that's why if you have a suffix where the chayiv and bikurim, count as daf yomi coincidence, yesterday's parsha, if you chayiv and bikurim, you're not allowed to bring it into the azara because maybe it's not bikurim. And if it's not bikurim, you're not allowed to bring it into the azara. So unless you makdish it first, and then it's not going to be, then it won't be chulin anymore, it won't be a violation of chulin the azara. The Gemara in chulin also in daf kuf lamid, that it can't be that a chaz of a shok, the Gemara says, that a chaz of a shok of chulin requires tenufa. How do I know that you don't need to wave the chaz of a shok of chulin? Because the makum tenufa has to be lifnei Hashem, it has to be in the azara, and you can't take a chaz of a shok of chulin and do a tenufa in the and bring it into the azara in the first place. So we see that you're not allowed to be machnas chulin into the azara. So how is Hillel allowed to be machnas the behemah into the azara when it was chulin before he was machdashit? So Tos says it's only if you do with the chulin some maisa that you would do with the carbon. It doesn't have to be shechita, it doesn't have to be zrika, but something like tenufa or being makrav the bikurim, which is itself what they would do with the bikurim, some maisa like that, like the hanafa that you need to do with the bikurim, or the chaz of a shok, the tenufa you do with the chaz of a shok, that's what makes it look like you're being makrav chulin the azar is asir. But if you don't do any maisa that treats it like a karban, then there would be no isir. And Tosfos proves this from the fact that we find the Gemara Menachos says that they would eat chulin before they ate the menachos, so that they eat the menachos ala sova. But so you see that they were machnas chulin into the azara because they would have it together with the menachos, so that they would be able to eat the menachos ala sova. So that's a shita that's shared by many rishonim, that it's not a violation of chulin in the azara because they wouldn't do anything with it. It's not an isra to just bring it into the azara. It's then doing something with it once it's already in the azara. Another critical issue that comes up in Poskim, that they bring a raya from our Gemara, there is a discussion in the Poskim whether you could be make a kinyan on Erev Shabbos in order that the kinyan should be chal on Shabbos. Rabbi Kivegra has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Nun Tes, where he was asked, what's the din? Can you eBay? Can you put in a bid when you know that the bidding is going to be up on Shabbos? You do the mice on Erev Shabbos that's going to be chal on Shabbos. That might be a little different because that could be that the whole Kinyan is whatever, but that, and what exactly is the Kinyan when you're talking about buying on the internet might be a little different. But the basic idea of doing a Maisa Kinyan today, that's going to be Chal on Shabbos, so you're allowed to do that. So Rabbi Kivega first brings a raya from the Trumas Adeshen. Trumas Adeshen says that you're not allowed to do Pidyon HaBen, said the halacha is Shulchan Aruch, so you're not allowed to do Pidyon HaBen on Shabbos. That's how the Shulchan Aruch passes in Shin Lam Tes. And the reason is because Pidyon HaBen is Doma LeMekachu Memkar. You're giving money to the Kohen, so it looks like Mekachu Memkar, so you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Says the Trumas Adeshen, even if the father set aside the money on Erev Shabbos, it's not going to work. Why not? Why can't you just set aside the money on Erev Shabbos, give it to the Kohen then? Almanas said it's going to be Chal on Shabbos. Trumas Adeshen said you can't do that because then you're not going to be able to make the bracha. The bracha on the mitzvah has to be done at the time of the Meisim mitzvah, but you also have to be getting the Kiyum around that time. So you can't make the bracha on Erev Shabbos to then say Vitzivanu because you're not yet Mitzuva. There is no Vitzivanu yet. The Tziva comes in 30 days. When the Chodesh is up, you can't say the bracha on Shabbos because you're not doing anything. The bracha always has to be connected to a Maisa Mitzvah. So says Rabbi Kveger, why does he say it like that? Why doesn't he just say you can't do it because you're not allowed to make a kinyan on Shabbos? Not even allowed to make a kinyan before Shabbos in order that it should be Chal on Shabbos. That should be the issue. From the fact that the Truma Sedeshen doesn't say that, it's a raya that you're allowed to make a kinyan like that. That you're allowed to do an Erev Shabbos, that it should be Chal on Shabbos. That's his raya from the Truma Sedeshen. But says Rabbi Kiveger, it's a raya from a Trumas Adeshen. It's not from what the Trumas Adeshen doesn't say. It's not a raya from a Gemara, and it's not the strongest raya in the world. He's not so pleased with it, and therefore he says you're not allowed to do a mechiras chametz. Whenever Pesach is chal on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do a mechiras chametz before Shabbos. That it should be chal on Shabbos because it's a violation of mekach u'memkar. So this is a major discussion in the poskim. So what, in the Sefer Shvisa Shabbos, he says that one gadol echad brought a raya from our sugya against the Trumas Adeshen that you're allowed to make a kinyan on Erev Shabbos that it should be chal on Shabbos, because the Gemara says, how would they ever be able to bring the knives of the shechita for the Korban Pesach when it's on the animals? Ah, you're being mishtamish with the Korban Pesach, you're being mishtamish with the Korban Pesach, it's a violation of Mi'ilah. And if you must say they weren't makdish the behemoths until they came to the base of Migdash, you're not allowed to be makdish them on Shabbos, because when would you ever be able to be makdish them for a Korban Pesach? So the Gemara says, because Korbanos that you chayiv to bring on Shabbos, you're allowed to be makdish on Shabbos. According to the Trumas Deshan, what was the kasha in the first place? They could have been makdish the korban on Erev Shabbos in order that the Kedusha should be chal on Shabbos, and that would have solved all the problems. The fact that the Gemara doesn't say that must be that that was not an option, that you're not allowed to put it in place in advance to make sure that the Kedusha is then going to be chal later on Shabbos. So that's one of the rayas that they have. Okay, says the Gemara further. Now, second problem with this practice, follow mechamer. It's a violation of mechamer that you're following after your animal as your animal is... as you're leading your animal. So says Gemara, mechamer kala achrayad. No, it's done in an unconventional way. Mechamer kala achrayad, ninami disur daraisa leka, because normally sheep don't carry burdens for you. They don't carry things for you. So that's mechamer kala achrayad. So mechamer kala achrayad, nami nihidi isur daraisa leka, isur midrabanan yaika. Granted, that would not be an isur daraisa, but that should still be an isur drabanan. So says Gemara, haim du kabami ne dover sheesh lo hetim in a torah, vidover shvus omid the fun of lo akro, kala achrayad. What if you have something that's asur midrabanan, but it's b'makom mitzvah? So that was actually the shaila that they were asking Hillel HaBavli. So Amar Lahen, halacha zu shamati v'shachachti, and it was exactly about that issue, whether mechamer kalachar yad, which is only in isur drabanan, could be done for the sake of the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So he says, I don't remember. So we have to trust Klal Yisrael. Let's see what Klal Yisrael has to say about it. So why don't we? They waited and they saw that that's taka what Klal Yisrael did. Minchaskinuk raises the question, why don't we say that, forget about Mechamer, it's an Isra of Shvisas Behemto. You're not allowed to have your animal do any malacha for you. So he points out that this kasha comes up in a different context as well. The Gemara at the end of Shabbos discusses someone who's hichshuch lo b'Shabbos, a guy who's traveling on the road on Erev Shabbos, and all of a sudden it becomes Shabbos, and he has his wallet with him. So what should he do? Assuming there's no guy around and there's no safe area. So the Gemara says he should put his wallet on the chamor if there's no guy around, and the Gemara asks, wait a second, it's a violation of the Yisr Mechamer. So there also the Rishonim say, why are you asking it's a violation of the Yisr Mechamer? Say better, it's a violation of the Yisr Shvisas Behema. So some of the Rishonim say, Shvisas Behema, you could say that it's the Chamar doesn't belong to him, so it's not an Isser of Shvisas Behema. Mechamer, you can't say such a thing. Over here, Lechor, it's not going to work, because it has to belong to you, bringing your Korban Pesach. So the other Rishonim say over there that the Gemara was asking for Mechamer because it's a more severe Isser, because it's a Losase, as opposed to that, and it's also an Isser Begufo, as opposed to Shvisas Behema is an Ase, and it's not an Isser Begufo, it's only on the animal, so maybe that's why so that would work Lechor over here as well. Many of the Terutzim of the Rishonim over there would work over here as well, Ben Chaskinuch points out. Amar Vidam Rav, Kol Misyarim Chachamu Chachmasam Mistalekas Vimenu. Anyone who acts in an arrogant way, if he's a Chacham, his Chachma will leave him. Im Navi Nuvasam Mistalekas Vimenu. And if he's a Navi, his Nuvuah will leave him. Im Chachamu Chachmasam Mistalekas Vimenu Mehillel. Where do I see that a Chacham who's Misyaher is going to lose his Chachma from Hillel? Damar Mar Hiskel Mekantram B'Dvarim. He started to criticize them. Vekamalu Allah Chazu Shamati Vishachti. And then the very next thing that happened to him is they asked him halacha, and he forgot. Im Navi Nuvasa Mistalekas Mimenu. How do I know that a Navi loses their Nevuah because they act in an arrogant way? Mi Devorah. Dechsev, because the Pasuk says by Devorah in the Shiras Devorah, Chadlu Frazon bi Yisrael, Chadelu Ad Shekamti Devorah Shekamti Yem bi Yisrael. She was taking all the credit. Dechsev, Uri Uri Devorah, Uri Uri Dabri Shir, that she had to be awoken in order to, because she lost her Nevuah. Reish Lagash Amar Kaladam Shekoes, Im Chacham Hu Chachmasa Mistalekas Mimenu, Im Navi Nuvasa Mistalekas Mimenu. It's not only arrogance, it's also anger. Anyone who shows anger, if he's a chacham, he's going to lose his chachma. If he's a navi, he's going to lose his nevuah. Ben Yoyada points out, this is even if you're justified. Hillel Bavli was justified. It's just, it's a natural, it's not an onesh. It's just, that's the natural repercussion of it, that those midos of yuhara and of kas automatically lead to a loss of chachma and a loss of nevuah. Im chacham u'chachmasa mistalekas mimenu, how do I know that a chacham loses his chachma mimoshe, from Moshe Rabbeinu, dechsev, Moshe was also a Navi. Why do we only use the Chachma part? Because over here, what they needed was not his Nevuah, they needed his Chachma. Because the Pasuk of Yiksov Moshe al Pekudei Achayil, Uksiva, Yarmel Elazar HaKoyin, Elan Sheyatzava, Abon Melchama, Zos Chukas HaTorah, Shatziva Hashem as Moshe. Elazar HaKoyin had to be the one to teach him all these halachos. Mechal B'Moshe, Yalimine, it must be that Moshe Rabbeinu had forgotten the halachos. Im Navi Yunavosam Eslex, Mimenu Me Elisha. How do I know that if he's a Navi, he loses his Nevuah? We learned that from Elisha. Dixiv, Lule Pnei Yoshafat Melech Yudah, Ani Nose Yemabit Elech V'merecha, Uksiv, V'atak Chuli Menagin, V'yikhenagin HaMenagin, V'atiyel Av Yad Hashem. That Elisha needed to receive, needed music in order to receive Nevuah after getting angry at Yehoram. So you see that when a Navi gets angry, his Nevuah leaves him. Amar Rav Mani Bar Patish Kol Shekaweis, if someone gets angry, Afilu Poskolov G'dula Min HaShemayim Moridin Oso. Even if there's he's supposed to be in a position of high authority, he loses that position. Minalan, how do I know that? Me Eliyav. Who is Eliyav? One of David HaMelech's brothers. He was supposed to be the Melech, but because he was Koweis, he lost it. Shenemar, Vayichar Af Eliyav B'David. Vayomer, Lama Zeyirat, Taval Mani, Tashra Ma'at Atzon, Hayina B'midbar. Ani Adati Yesedoncha, Vesra Alevavcha, Kilman Ra'os HaMelchama Yiradta. Eliyav says, I know that you're up to no good and that you're causing all sorts of trouble. He gets angry at David. V'chiyazol Shmuel, the Mamshechinu, B'kuluk Siv, Lo Bazeh Bachar Hashem. By all the other brothers, when Shaul was trying to figure out which one of the sons of Yishai is going to be the king, he was told, Lo Bazeh Bachar Hashem, Ube Eliyav Ksiv, Vayom Hashem El Shmuel, Al Tabit Al Mareo Vel Gova Kamasu Kimi Astihu. That I completely rejected him. Mechal Davarachim, it sounds like Adoidna, sounds like up until that point, he was beloved and maybe would have been chosen. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Miastihu means you were once close and then you became disgusted. You never discuss with somebody that you just don't have a kesher with. It has to be that you had a very close relationship, then you become disgusted with somebody. Okay, Hashem, we'll pick up at the first white line tomorrow.